Hello.
Hello. My name is Martha. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like you to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not going to sell anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Andy Sintran?
That's me.
Okay, thank you. Would you prefer this survey in English or Spanish?
Survey for what?
Do you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
It will be in English, but this is a survey on what? What's the survey on?
First of all, are you registered to vote as a Democrat in New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote. I'm registered to vote. It's a lot of stuff, but the way it's going, it doesn't look good for us.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat? Yes?
Yeah, I'm registered to vote as a Democrat, but these Democrats, man, I don't know, man. Joe Biden has let me down.
I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and local offices in June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or the chances are 50-50, or you don't think you will vote at all?
I got to vote, but my decision, I don't know what my decision is going to be. I'm back. Man.
Okay.
Oh, inflation is up. Everything is up. And Americans can't live. The Democrats give everything away, keep giving away. But how about us? Right now, if I was to apply for insurance or Medicaid or food stamps, they're going to tell me I make too much. And to make good money, you need $100,000 to live at now. And I'm 61 years old, okay? I've been through massive presidents. I'm lucky that I'm here.
Sure. Thank you for your opinion. What is your race?
Excuse me?
What is your race?
I'm Hispanic. I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay.
And my uncle served in the war. My cousin served in Vietnam. So my family, we've been here for a lot of years. And it's rough. It's tough.
Certainly. Thank you.
The lady that's running for president. Do you know the lady's name?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Carolina Medina? Patricia Medina, sorry?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Checking up on you.
Okay. Thank you, sorry. It's a lot of names, and sometimes I get confused. Don't worry.
Okay. Hey, maybe who are her? Maybe with a woman running it. Oh, my God. These men will go crazy. But she'll say, no, no, no. Well, we see, you know, thank you so much. You know, I'll put my vote out there.
What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally?
Honey, I'm Americanized, Ma. I'm Americanized. I'm born in 1960. My parents came over here a long time ago. Went to school, speak English, I speak Hispanic. That's what we speak, English. In Spanish sometimes, but...
Okay, thank you. We're in 14% of the survey, but thank you so much for your time. Let me go ahead and move to the next question. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means very cold, unfavorable feeling, 100, and very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Give Stephen Fulop, a mayor of Jersey City, a rating for 100, meaning very warm, favorable feeling, or 0, meaning a very cold, unfavorable feeling, or 50, meaning neutral.
Who, for me?
Yes.
About you?
I'm not interested in what you have to say.
About what? I don't understand the question.
Okay. For Stephen Fulop, will you give him a rate on how you feel toward him? 0, 100, or a 50, like neutral?
Well, that's the Indian guy, right?
No, this is Stephen Fulop.
I don't know who Stephen Fulop is.
Oh, okay. No,
he's running for president?
No, he's a mayor in Jersey City.
Oh, Stephen?
Stephen Fulop, yes.
Oh, you know what he did to the city? He turned it, this Jersey City is the most expensive place to live. So, cold.
Okay.
Not
Philip.
You talk about Philip.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, whoa. Listen, it's super expensive over here where I live at.
Okay.
2,500, 3,000 people come from, I could say a lot. Because I'm 61 years old. People come buy buildings that are rent control, and they don't tell the next tenant that's coming, and then they rent them out. And then they rent them out and charge them $12, $14, $1,600 when the apartment is rent control. I'm lucky I live in rent control. Otherwise, I couldn't live here. So he got a big bad 0.
Okay, I will put a 0 right there. How about Tammy Murphy, the First Lady of New Jersey and candidate for U.S. Senate?
She's all right. She can do better. She's all right. She's okay.
Okay. We'll give her a 50, a 100, or a 0?
I'll give her 50.
Okay. How about Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Well, Bob Menendez, I don't hate on him, even though he got incriminated. Hey, Florida, whatever. He's from here. He's from West New York. He did a lot for the community, Spanish, so I'll give him 100.
Okay. How about Rob? Rob Menendez.
Who?
Rob Menendez.
Senior or junior?
He's the junior. He's the U.S. Congressman and candidate of Congress, for Congress.
Oh. He got 100, too, because he's Menendez. He's Spanish. Hispanic people.
Okay. And to Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress?
Him, he does right. He's running Hoboken, but Hoboken's outrageous. You can't even live in Hoboken.
So you will give
him a 50.
Okay.
I'll give him a 50.
Andy Kim, South Jersey U.S. Congressman and candidate for U.S. Senate?
Say the name again?
Andy Kim.
Andy Kim, that wasn't he running for president?
For congressman, for the Senate, candidate for Senate.
Andy Kim for the Senate. I don't know him, so.
Okay, you never heard of him?
I hope you have. No, I never heard of Andy Kim.
Okay, no problem. How about Joe Biden, president of the United States?
Joe, Sleepy Joe. See the name they gave him? You see the name they gave him?
Oh, my God.
Trump is a bully. Trump today had a fight with the judge in court, screaming at the judge. Joe Biden's a good man. I don't know, another 4 years.
Will you give him a 0 or a 50 or a 100?
I'll give him a 50.
Okay. And how about Phil Murphy, governor of New Jersey?
Bill Murphy gets 100. He's from New Jersey. He's there.
Okay. Great. We're moving forward. Thank you so much for your time. When you hear the name of Rob Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind?
Who? What was that?
Rob Menendez. What? When you hear his
name. That's senior, right? Senior?
Yes.
What comes to my mind?
Yes, correct.
Not a bad person. Hey, everybody messes up. Everybody's human. What can we do? Well, it comes to my mind that, you know, that I know him. And he's part of West New York, and he did a lot from West New York, and he went for Senate, and he got caught up in some stuff, him and his wife. But he was in charge, so he's all right.
Okay. Thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Rob Menendez is doing as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Okay. And if the Democratic primary elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Andy Kim, Tammy Murphy, and Patricia Campos Medina, and Bob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
Well, the whole thing, I don't know. I don't know the other candidates. If I would have voted today or whatever, I would have, since I know Bob Menendez, I would have given it to him. Straight up.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Robbie Bala and Kylie Jacy and Rob Menendez, for whom will you vote?
For his son. Keep it in the family.
Okay. Thank you.
He learned from his daddy.
For sure. Thank you for sharing. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some or not too much or nothing at all, about U.S. Senator Bob Menendez?
Yeah, I heard some stuff. I live in New Jersey, the papers, so.
Okay.
I read out a few things.
How closely will you say you are following recent criminal indictments against U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not
somewhat
closely at all?
Somewhat closely, because it still pops up.
Okay.
Once, you know the news. They'll terrorize you. They'll cut you up. They'll cut you in two.
Okay, sure. He got
some serious charges. Now, if Trump doesn't go to jail and he does it, he goes, that tells you how it is.
Okay, sure. Please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rob Menendez. Congressman Rob Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Yeah, I agree, because innocence is going to do.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you strongly agree or not at all?
No, not at all. That doesn't have nothing to do with him.
Okay. Congressman Rob Menendez is in his own person and should not be punished for the actions for his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree, but you know, once somebody's blackballed, you know.
Thank you. Congressman Rob Menendez is only in the Congress because he is Senator Bob Menendez's son. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I disagree.
Okay. There is no way that Congressman Bob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealing. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, he should be. That's a good one. If he knows, if he don't know. But if that's my son, I won't tell my son nothing. No. So I guess I disagree. He didn't know nothing.
Thank you so much for your response. Okay, now I'm going to read you some statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez say he represents all this is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in the office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. That's one statement. Then the second one is supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in congressmen like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Majors Ras Baraka, Brian Stack, and Chris Bowledge, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishments in Congress and his commitment to take on right-wing extremists. Does this statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither one is exactly right?
Yeah, it comes to my view. But the second one, the first one, I don't agree, because you just can't get there just like that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay,
hello?
I'm here. Okay, now I'm going to read you some more statements made by critics and supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez, and I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, or even if neither one is exactly right. Critics of Congressman Rob Menendez says that there's no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme, in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered for those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refuses to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. That's one statement. Then the second one, supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez said that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crimes his father has been accused of committing. They say that there have never been any accusations from wrongdoing or any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it's unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Does the statement from critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view?
Well, it comes on to my view. It's not, you can't put down your own father. So I don't agree with that one. So
okay.
He don't know. They could say there's no wrongdoing or nothing, but, you know, this topic is very sensitive because what his father's done, he was doing the right thing. Now his father's in trouble, and he could say what he said, but that's the ugly charges. I seen what he's being charged with. So I feel sorry for the son.
Thank you so much for your opinion. We're 74% almost there. Thank you so much for your time. Okay, now I'm going to read your some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Please tell me if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all, to support that candidate for congressman. Does the information make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all, to support that candidate for congressman? Rob Menendez, top priority is delivering for his constituents no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for even 1,100 constituents and their families in their first year of service, from complicating immigration requests, cutting red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhood safer and more livable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our lives, the challenges we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. How do you feel about that? Much more likely, somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Rob Menendez, no. Sorry?
No.
Rob
Menendez. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, great. Thank you. Rob Menendez knows how important our healthcare is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, makes hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's health care.
Good. I agree with that.
Okay. A member of the pro-choice caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to
I know he did all that. I know he did a lot. Like I told you, if I was to vote, I would vote for him. You don't have to, it's like you're just going on trying to you know, they call that out here, they call it drilling. You're drilling me in my head. I already know about the candidate, what he has done and everything. So, like I told you, if I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote for Melendez. Does that ask you a question? Honey? If that's what you're looking for, if that's what you're pushing for.
I have to ask for the other ones, but I can loud and clear about Rob Menendez, don't worry.
Okay, so that's you on a recorded line. You did good. You did good with a 61-year-old man, okay? 61 years old.
Thank you. And I
gave you the courtesy and everything, but usually I'm rude. So.
Okay. Sure. Okay, we're 78% almost done. Thank you so much for your time. For Robbie Bala, it's too close to the Republican Party. Bala hip praise and Chris Christie and talk publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they say sue Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic, and Bala was even business partners with the Republican statement chair. Does that information is accurate? Much more likely.
Much more likely. Bye, boy.
Okay, thank you.
You know, the thing with politics, everybody, there's good people, don't get me wrong. Society, the way it has to change.
Thank you for that. Thank you for sharing.
Society is bad. Listen, I'm going to tell you a true story. There's people who ask for a dollar, but walk by. Walk by. If I have it, I give it. I'm a super. I have to take out the garbage from four steps up. People see me sometimes that, you know, I'm going through a little struggle. I put them down. They see the garbage can there. People say, can I move those for you? I say, yeah, sure, thank you. They just walk around it and just keep walking.
Thank you for sharing. I want to read you some more. Rabbi Bala has failed and is incompetent as mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% of his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Much less, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all.
I heard about him. My nephew works for Hoboken. You know what they did with the money? They got $60,000. He went and took it all. He said that was for uniforms and supplies and gloves. He charged the workers. Bad boy. See?
Wow.
That's what he did. Yep.
In
all the overtime and everything, they were robbed. So you're going to talk about Bala, he's no good for me. I'm born and raised in Hoboken. You just killed Hoboken.
Okay, thank you. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Robbie Bala is running to unseat New Jersey's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Robbie Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala had his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he was disciplined for being, quoted, dishonest and deceitful, end quote. He has twice been the subject of federal tax liens of tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes, and he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debt. And Bala twice tried to avoid pay-to-play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure form, much less, somewhat less, or a little less, or not at all.
Not at all. You're going to keep talking about him, huh? Because I'm going to let you go, man. I have to go. I have to go. Because you keep talking about that guy, and I have to let you go, okay? Thank you so much, kindly, but I got to get off the phone. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, out of here. You around, cousin?